Well, Phil mentioned Fresno. Let's go there. The Lens is focusing on California Congressman Devin Nunes with new questions about how truthful he was about getting intelligence material directly from White House aides. But he's well known in his home district for championing issues like water rights for farmers. So who is he? Jeffrey Hess from Valley Public Radio in Fresno, California, has this profile.
The current controversy over Devin Nunes' handling of the House investigation into President Trump, Russia, and leaks of sensitive intelligence information is the Republican congressman's biggest turn in the national spotlight. But while he's new to many, back in his home district, Nunes has been a major political player for years. The 43-year-old father of three was born into one of Central California's most important industries as a third-generation dairyman.
He's not driven by ego in any way. He'd rather fly under the radar and be productive.
That's fellow dairy farmer Tom Barcelos. He's known Nunes since the congressman was a child, and Barcelos' wife was Nunes' catechism teacher. Barcelos says even as a youngster, Nunes seemed destined for greater things.
Well, he was very businesslike as a kid. You know, he knew what he wanted, and, he pursued things in a way that got him some recognition.
Recognition such as winning a trustee spot on a community college board, and a post with the U.S. Department of Agriculture under President George W. Bush, before winning election to Congress in 2002 at the age of 28. For most of his time in Washington, Nunes has worked diligently fighting for farmers in California's water wars, the decades-long conflict between environmentalists and farmers over who gets access to California's scarce supply of water. With his mentor, former House Speaker John Boehner, behind him, Nunes gained a spot on the Intelligence Committee and the eventual chairmanship. Barcelos says in his experience working with Nunes, he's always considered him a no-nonsense man.
Devin will tell you what he believes and what he's done research on. He's not going to tell you something because he thinks you want to hear it and that'll get him a vote. That's not how Devin is.
Nunes comes from a safe, heavily Republican district that includes both rural areas and conservative suburbs. Democrats have struggled to field viable challengers, and as a result, Nunes routinely wins re-election by wide margins. In many ways, he's the ideal candidate for the area. He is a Republican and conservative. He has Portuguese heritage and comes from a dairy family, all of which matters greatly here. Nunes has also embraced President Trump. This summer, he held a $1 million fundraiser in his hometown and served on the president's transition team. In return, Nunes is looking to Trump to fulfill his promise to bring more water to area farmers. But not everyone in his district is happy with Nunes' time in Washington. Fresno County Democratic Party Chair Michael Evans says Nunes is too interested in his personal political ambition. Evans calls Nunes a lightweight, who's out of his league on the Intelligence Committee.
What we're really seeing is a classic example of the Peter Principle. You have an undistinguished backbencher in Congress who suddenly has found himself in a leadership position, an important high-profile leadership position, for which he is just clearly ill-equipped.
But Nunes' defenders call him a savvy political player who has excelled at the Washington game. Thomas Holyoke is a political science professor at Fresno State. He says Nunes has risen quickly in the ranks by being fiercely loyal to the Republican Party leadership and sending money he's raised in his safe district to other Republicans.
And when you show that kind of support to your party and that kind of support to your leadership, you tend to get rewarded with some of the plum committee assignments. And certainly chairing the House Intelligence Committee is a major high-profile assignment.
Holyoke says Nunes could be positioning himself for a higher-profile post in President Trump's cabinet.
Congressman Nunes does sometimes seem like a young man in a hurry, that he may be trying to translate his high profile now into something even larger and more important in Washington, D.C.
But it's that mix of loyalty and ambition that could present a problem for Nunes when it comes to the Intelligence Committee investigation. And many in Washington, on both sides of the aisle, are wondering if he has the qualities necessary to hold the commander-in-chief to account. For Here and Now, I'm Jeffrey Hess in Fresno, California.